Jamil on the beat.
Yo, 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 welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'm also on Facebook Live. Man, look, when you don't denounce, it must mean you improve. When there isn't something being said, anytime, with anyone, any place, if there's something that's bad going on and you have the opportunity to denounce it, hit it head on, be able to condemn it, and then when you choose not to do so, you only can help but wonder what are the true motives of a party. I mean, I've been saying this continuously when talking about the GOP and what's been going on their side. And it's something as if I always say, this is not something of me being a Democrat attacking Republicans, because I don't associate myself or identify myself with being neither. But the fact of the matter is, you have to call out what is the truth. You have to call out what it is that you're seeing. And I've always said the Democratic Party may not be a perfect party by no means, but at the same time, at least they're a party that doesn't show the type of acceptance of hate speech and races and white supremacists and white nationalists. At least you see that not happening on one side of the aisle, but you see it happening on another, where you have to really question the motives of what that party really is about to their core. Because it's been amazing to me to still, after weeks or two or three weeks, I don't know how long Congress has been in session. The Republicans have a certain congressman by the name of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is a congresswoman out of Georgia, and someone who's a QAnon conspiracy theorist, somebody who has literally attacked and agitated or mocked survivors of mass school shootings, the young man down in Lakeland who survived the shooting. And she basically, if you saw the video, is a couple years ago, she was going into Capitol Hill and she basically just completely, berated him, and basically accused him of doing a false flag operation, basically meaning that he was faking this whole entire shooting. The whole entire Lakeland shooting was a fake. It was a fraud. It was just something to try to go against gun rights. Parents lost their children. People died. Mass shooting. And she has the nerve to say it's a false flag operation. As well, many times that she's been caught on camera talking about putting a bullet in Nancy Pelosi's head. Constant remarks of anti-Semitic against Jewish people, Muslims. She is openly, brazenly continues the big lie that Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, won this election. Well, we know that wasn't the case. It isn't a fact. And she's a congresswoman. She's in the United States Congress. She is somebody who's been voted by people to represent a certain district. What's up, Joseph? A certain district of people, she's been elected, and she's in the House of Representatives. And then on top of that, the GOP, a woman who berated a child by saying the Lakeland mass shooting was a fake. It was false. It didn't happen. And then she goes, she is batshit crazy. That it didn't happen. And they put it on the education committee. See, if it's nothing being said about what this woman is doing, what she's been about, the nasty hate speech that comes out of her mouth, the constant, and Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, sits back and does nothing but gives her coveted chair positions, and nothing's being said, because what we have here is once again the former president still having control of these people here in Congress, of the Republicans. They're so afraid of their voters. Their voters who become these Trump cult-like people, as if they're following some supreme leader. It's funny, you're seeing people on TikTok saying things as, and I just posted something on my Instagram, it was an interesting video, and people were saying, well, why not on TikTok? We're not hearing people saying how proud they are of their President Biden. All you Biden fans out here, how come we don't see the TikToks or the Instagram quick videos of you showing respect and love to your president if we get all these Biden fans? And I like what the young lady said. She said, because it's a difference, because you guys treat him as a cult. We elected Joe Biden to do a job. We don't worship him. We don't worship Joe Biden. We elected him to do a job, to pass legislation that's going to help assist and make the lives of American people better. That's what we've done. We voted somebody into office, not worship somebody. It's a difference. That's why you're not going to hear us brag about him on TikTok, saying how proud we are of him. Oh, let's go, Joe. We're so proud of our president. USA, we're not doing that because we put him in place to do a job. And let me tell you, we have also the actual fortitude, the mental capacity to criticize him if we feel that he is not doing his job. Because I tell you what, if he isn't, or he does something I disagree with, I will criticize him, as sure other people will as well, and hold him accountable. But you guys didn't hold your man accountable. You sent him praises every time you had an opportunity, because there was a cult-like following. And like I said, there was a reason why people fell for that cult-like following, because what they wanted to see America really be, or what they filled the myth of losing their social order, their whiteness, and how they feel as if they had a clinch on to him. And you saw why so many people went this way, because it's what Donald Trump represented. Not really who he was, but what he represented, what he made people feel. But then right now in the GOP, they have a racist, openly racist and hateful congresswoman. And we hear reports of Kevin McCarthy, who we saw what he did, going down to Florida, pledging his allegiance to Trump. Of not him worried about being impeached, or how they have his back. Because they're so afraid of the voters, because what they have allowed to seep into the party. Because they wanted to cling on to power so much, they went anywhere and allowed any type of hateful rhetoric, conspiracy theory, nonsense, infiltrate the party, and it took it over. You have some Republican state parties that have QAnon followers controlling the party in certain states. Because it's what they let in. And right now we have a race in Congress. Them trying to bring guns on the House floor. We have Democratic congressmen and women saying they're not safe within the Capitol. Because of the nonsense that the GOP has allowed to come into their party because they wanted to cling on to power. It wasn't about the American people. Because let me tell you what, if this was about the American people, if this wasn't about the American people, I know I can't talk. If this was not about the American people, if it was about the American people and they cared, they wouldn't have said the big lie that Trump won. But they kept it going. You know why? Because that base was so strong, and God forbid they said anything that went against that base and they did not get reelected. They cared about their seats and about being in place more than they cared about the American people that elected them to that position. You have an oath of office. And you have a GOP congresswoman who's saying, put a slug in Nancy Pelosi's head. This is something she's saying on tape. And then what does she say when it comes out? Fake news. That's the old adage to everything. When it's reporting something that you're doing, it's fake news. It's them trying to censor me. And I keep saying censorship and hateful speech are two different things. Saying hateful speech and things that are not true, that are not accurate, that incite literally insurrections. That isn't censoring. That's hate speech that needs to be eradicated. And see, that's what the right wants to say now. No, we're being censored. You're being censored for giving out misinformation, you damn right. You should have been censored. But we had all this right-wing media, Fox News, OAN, Newsmax, who millions and millions of people every day got their information from. Where even some Republicans went on spewing the nonsense, the lie that they knew was not factual. And right now, Kevin McCarthy has not even spoken, has not even talked to Marjorie Taylor Greene about her actions, saying that he will speak to her. So it comes for me to say, like AOC said, if he doesn't have any control, then who does? But that's easy. Because you saw where he went a couple days ago, where he went down south to Mar-a-Lago to pledge his allegiance to Trump. You know what he's siding with. He knows the base is still with Trump. Matt Gaetz, people have said Trump's forever the leader of the Republican Party. My goodness, that's a damn shame if that's the case. And see, the thing is, it really doesn't have to be that way. It really does not have to be that way for Republicans. They could come out and denounce this, but see, the thing is, by doing so, they may lose their seats. But what matters more? What matters more, dear Republican? What matters more? Keeping your seat of upholding the law? Telling the truth? You care about keeping your seat more than telling the truth and being honest? And don't carry on a big lie that manifested itself into an insurrection where a domestic violence act happened on our Capitol, literally trying to stop democracy at work. But nothing's being said. Nobody's saying anything to her. No Republican has come out denouncing her outside of Mitt Romney. outside. And that's not saying much, because that's not a surprise. But Mitt Romney's been doing everything against his own party. Only one that has some damn sense. Because they care about their seats. Because they, yeah, if you knew that you were going to lose your seat, but you upheld the truth, who gives a shit? If you care about the American people, you know truth stood firm. Yes, you lost, but whatever. But no, they don't care. So that's why they stuck with it. Even now, Chuck Todd, having this Republican, I think he had the governor of Mississippi on. And he asked him, did Joe Biden win the election? He only thing he kept saying was, Joe Biden is our president now. Once again, not giving any, acknowledgement that Joe Biden won the election. They're still pulling this shit. And I get mad with Chuck Todd and them by bringing them on there, or just allowing them to just, whatever they say, not pushing back. Because remember this, they're doing all of this with no proof, because it was never about them having any proof. They never thought they were going to, let you guys know this. They never ever thought they were going to win the election. What's up, Chris? What's up, Kenya? Thank y'all for joining me for a few minutes. They never thought, what's up, Joe Bob? Thank you for joining me, brother. They never thought they were going to win the election. They never thought, I'm sorry, they never thought the election was stolen. They never thought that they got cheated in the election. It was never about that. It was only about one thing, just stirring chaos. It was about stirring my nonsense. It was about stirring up mess. Just to seep into the public. And keep saying the big lie over and over and over, and constructed by many other people, by keeping it up, by thinking if they kept saying something, it would make a change. But all it did was incite it. Absolutely. And you do not have to call me Mr. Wesley, but absolutely. We can plan on that very soon, Kenya. Hit me up. Definitely. That would be a damn good one. I would look forward to that. I tell you. You can't. You got to call it what it is. And like I said, I believe that this country thrives. This is a thriving country if you have two political parties that may have different views, but they could work together, okay? But you can't work with the GOP in the state that they are now. That's not a party that you can work with. That's why I'm so excited to see the fact that they're trying to push legislation. The Democrats are trying to govern with or without the GOP. Now, we got some issues with Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat down in West Virginia, by saying he wants bipartisan support. But the fact of the matter is, we have to start reaching. I understand we want unity, but they have shown they don't care about unity. They have shown what happens when they are in the majority. Nothing happens. Nothing moves. But all of a sudden, when they're in the minority, they want to work together for the sake of unity. Kick rocks. Right now, we can't get the GOP to come out and say what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing should be condemned, denounced, and they should be working on two things. Either her being expelled from Congress or her resigning. That's it. That's it. But we supposed to work with them? Where they can't even condemn hate speech? They can't denounce white supremacy? They can't denounce a president who incited a riot to overthrow democracy, even though now he's the former president. They can't denounce him, but we're supposed to work with that? How you do that? That's not politics that they're working in. They're not acting in good faith. They're devious, hateful. They've turned into something else. And then they've shown when they're the majority what they do. And like I'm saying, I'm not giving this to saying this is all about the love for Democrats, because the Democrats can bullshit as well. But at least we know what they stand for. Expanding health care, coronavirus relief, protecting women's productive rights, protecting women's reproductive rights, voting rights, civil rights. We know, yeah, they have a messaging problem sometimes, a grassroots problem, but we know what they're about. Can we say what the GOP is about? Cutting taxes for the rich? Allowing the virus to wreak havoc? Letting conspiracy theories and hate speech become a part of your party? What? Oh, that's a great agenda. You can't work with that. And now they want to say unity. And now they want to say we got to watch the budget. But when Donald Trump cut taxes for the rich, when it put almost $7 trillion more dollars to the budget, that was okay. I think King says, hold on, I think. She said, I don't think she should be expelled from Congress because she was elected. Now, the thing is, she was elected. But see, the fact of the matter is, Kenya, there's a decorum and a behavior that you must have or you must represent if you're a United States Congresswoman. What's up, bruh? What's up, Mike? Thank you for joining me. There's a decorum that you have to have. There's a belief system that you must believe. And first, you must believe that everybody is created equal. That you shouldn't be saying Muslim women should not be swearing on the Quran and that they need to swear on the Bible. That you shouldn't be saying that they don't have any, they shouldn't have certain rights and be caught on video. She's on video saying these things. This is not just, you know, guessing or, you know, saying, oh, we heard or there's a report. This is her on video saying these things, saying that a bullet should be put in the head of Nancy Pelosi. And exactly. That's why she needs to be taken out of Congress. By having speech that way, talking that way, inciting that, because she's still on the Trump movement. She's somebody that believes in the big lie. She's still spewing a lie that incited a riot. And you're right, they're going back to the budget. They're only fiscally responsible when the Democrat is in office. Because now Joe Biden's in office, we got to be fiscally conservative. We got to watch the budget. Didn't care when Trump was in there, when he was passing all the shit that they wanted him to pass. And see, now it's so funny. Now Biden's in office, the Republicans want to say there's no unity because all these executive orders. But what everybody says, elections have consequences. Joe Biden won. When Trump won, he did what he wanted to do executive order-wise. Into his power, that's what Joe Biden is doing as well. But now he's not showing unity. These Republicans, man, they a mess. And I'm laughing to keep from crying because it's very, very scary. What's up, Big Joe? It's very scary. When you have one of our major political parties that are acting in this nature. But you're saying that we need to work with them for unity? They don't want unity. They don't want functional government. If government functions, they have a problem. They can't keep small government. They can't keep money in. They're hoping. That's why in 09, the Democrats messed up. When they had the majority and they tried to work with the Republicans, then what the Republicans do? They held off until the midterms. They got the majority and they didn't do shit. The Democrats know they can't do that no more. We've seen the Republican Party, 147 Republicans, 140 in the House, 7 in the Senate, voted against the results of the election. They voted against democracy. They voted to overthrow the government. In layman terms, they did not believe in the results. They voted to the objection of it. Two senators, one senator put his fist up on January 6th as he was going in there, as if he was going to continue to perpetuate the lie. They voted against democracy. Treason, treacherous. That is the Republican Party of today. But you're saying that we're supposed to work with them and find unity. No. How? I mean, somebody tell me, how can you find common ground with people who allow and are complicit with hate? What can you do? How do you work with that? That's like me trying to say, to work with somebody that tells me I'm racist, I hate black people. What am I going to do with that? How am I supposed to work with them? If you already hate me and you're racist, how am I supposed to deal with that? What angle do I find for us to work together to find some success when you don't like me out the gate because the way I look? How? How do you work with a Republican Party that has shown that they're complicit, that they're okay with anti-Semitic, white nationalist, white supremacy, neo-Nazi? They say they have said nothing. And I only could imagine if Marjorie Taylor Greene was a Democrat, what the right will be doing right now on all those Fox News shows, from Hannity to Tucker Carlson to Newsmax to OAN, Laura Ingraham. I could just imagine what they will be doing, what they will be saying if this was somebody that was a Democrat on the left doing the same shit. They will be eviscerating her at every shot. But no, instead you have Tucker Carlson saying that they're just mad at her because she has opinions. So saying that the Lakeland shooting wasn't real, it was just a false flag operation. Is it opinion? To say that Muslims shouldn't be able to have office and they should not ever be able to swear on their Bible or the Quran, what they believe in, that's an opinion? That Nancy Pelosi, the majority speaker of the House, I'm sorry, the Speaker of the House, needs a bullet in her head? That's an opinion? According to Tucker Carlson, it is. My goodness, man. I can only imagine if this was a Democrat, it'd be a mess. But right now, they are a mess. Ain't no working with them. President Biden, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, run right through them. Fuck them. We don't deal with hate. Run right through them. Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast on Facebook Live. And I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.